Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair continues a great tradition. With 20,000 expected attendees and 370 vendors, there'll be artisans specializing in a variety of products and services, a kids' fun zone with games, crafts, jolly jumpers, soft drinks, and pizza. Great live music and entertainment, too. Free admission. The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair, Sunday, October 15th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Moore Park Road between Hillcrest and Wilbur Road in Thousand Oaks. Plenty of parking at the adjacent shopping centers and streets. For more information, go to thousandoaksrotary.org. That's thousandoaksrotary.org. Go Bananas at the Port of Hueneme Banana Festival on Saturday, September 30th. Have a bunch of fun getting a behind-the-scenes look at the inner workings of the port during free water and land tours. Kids can enjoy bounce houses, bungees, games, and free banana crafts. Rock out to tunes from local bands that will get you grooving on the dance floor. The Banana Festival food court is appealing with delicious treats like banana sundaes, frozen chocolate-covered bananas, banana fritters, and other great treats. Enjoy a variety of delicious foods, including empanadas, gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches, and sushi burritos from local Ventura County restaurants. Each food vendor will offer at least one unique culinary banana dish. This event is Saturday, September 30th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Port of Hueneme and free to the public. For more information, visit bananaportfest.com. That's bananaportfest.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for staying with us for our second hour. We've got a full studio. And of course, John and Tom are with me again. But we've got a full studio and they're all from Rubicon Theater. I've got Joseph Fuqua.
It's Fuqua.
I know, Fuqua. See, there you go. Fuqua. Okay. And I've got Mark Jacobson. I was going to get this off done right on the very beginning before I even did my promos, right? And then Betsy Zyko. There you go.
Right?
Okay. I love it. Okay. So anyways, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. And gosh, you guys did a great show over there. I was just over there for the opening and it was amazing. So we're going to be giving out some tickets. And of course, we did that in our last hour. But we've got a great show for you today, and I want to give out our phone number here, and that is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We want to make sure that you're following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those great places, and of course, getting our newsletter. You find out about all of our guests and, of course, all of our events that we are – that we're going to, and all everything that's happening out here. So we want to make sure that you get one of those. And again, we love to hear from you. And our phone number here again is 419-0008. We are going to be talking with all of the Rubicon here. And then also we've got Tammy Helmuth, and she is going to be talking about Thousand Oaks Street Fair. So we've got lots of fun stuff we're going to be talking about. And I hope that if you're just joining us right now. We are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday. And of course, I always start our show with something uplifting. If everyone comes with baggage, find someone who loves you enough to help you unpack. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
And we start off with Rubicon Theater's presentation. It's the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing on September 13th all the way through October 1st. We have the Harvest Festival original art and craft show celebrating their 28th annual fall showcase at the Ventura Fairgrounds, October 6th through the 8th, featuring over 24,000 handmade creations. For more information, visit harvestfestival.com. California Kettle Corn is always with us. High-quality kernels. It's the best hand-popped popcorn you will find. How about going all the, it says hand pooped.
I know.
It says hand pooped.
I know. You know, I think she did that. It's funny. Okay. Yes. I knew you were laughing.
Well, carry
at
on. Los Angeles Zoo. For more info, visit lazoo.org. And we have Lure Fish House located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and Santa Barbara.
There you go. All right. Well, let's start off with some Rubicon Theater tickets. And we're going to find out a little bit more about Incognito. And welcome, everyone. And thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about who you are individually. Joseph, you want to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
I'm Joseph Fuqua. I'm the Rubicon Theater's first company member, and apparently I'm immensely popular.
I love it. That was good. That was very good.
I don't know if I'm popular or popular or not.
No, you're pretty popular.
And this is a great play. It's a new play, our West Coast premiere. Director Catherine Farmer
found
the play.
And she had to go back to London, right?
She had to go back to London.
Right.
She's a British gal. And
she's been on
awesome.
Our show lots
oh,
of
right,
times.
Oh, right,
because
yes, she did the Nibrock trilogy.
Yeah, exactly.
Incredible
amazing,
talent.
Yeah.
Incredible talent.
Yeah. Betsy, talk to us.
I'm Betsy Zygo. I came to L.A. 10 years ago by way of Chicago, and before that, Cleveland, which is where I started my acting career.
Okay.
I've been at this for a while. Got my SAG card in 1992. I've been... you know, like a workhorse type of actor ever since.
Really?
Yes,
okay.
I have.
Okay.
And it's a delight to be at Rubicon Theater.
Well, there you go. And Mark.
And I found my way to L.A. via the USC School of Dramatic Arts. So I graduated from there in 2011. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona originally. I've been working a bunch regionally in theater, and I'm a series regular on a Nickelodeon TV show that just started airing last week, actually.
Ah.
So I've got that concurrent to... this
which
very
one?
Heady
can we
drama.
Say which one?
It's called I Am Frankie. It's
okay.
About a teenage girl just trying to make her way through high school, but also she's a robot. So,
perfect.
You know, as is often the case in
that
those
is
kinds
so
of
funny.
Things.
I, you know what? I write for a couple magazines, and I remember being in Costco, totally off, you know, out of the thing. But I was like, everybody looks like they're robots in Costco. You're just getting your stuff. You're putting it in. And if you look around, like I just took a moment to kind of look around. I was like, oh, my God, what did they do to us? You know,
oh, yeah. It's that autopilot thing
it's
where
autopilot.
It's like we don't obey any rules of the road. You just are only like, I need my snap pea crisps and I can't find.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And there are other humans around. But
chicken deal.
Chicken deal.
There you go.
The chicken deal at Costco.
Yeah.
Or it's the
come on. They lose money on every chicken, but it doesn't matter because you're going to go for those pea crisps.
It really is. And, of course, you know, when you go there to try and have lunch or snacks, right?
Well, the one thing, I guess Costco's their guest today now, but I always like to watch the checkout and how people try to maneuver to the fastest one. And I finally just came up with the Costco principle. I just pick one and I go with it. Because they have these big carts and they're like, oh, this one will be faster. Oh, this one. And you watch them, and it is. It's a people-watching place.
See,
yeah, really.
I've only been
with
to Costco
snacks.
Twice in my life, so
oh,
I still feel
gosh,
like an alien species coming to America, astonished at how anybody can
do
cope
you have children
with that
or
much
are you
stuff.
Married?
I'm divorced, no children.
Okay, that's why. It's like because, and you do not want to even have to experience it, trust me.
Twice I did. I couldn't, I had to like,
yeah.
I'm the type who would leave a full cart because I couldn't cope with
see,
all the stuff.
See, that's it, yeah. It is,
yeah.
I kind of make it a field trip now.
When I saw that they had coffins at Costco, right by, you know, eyewear and, you know, snack cake. I was like, okay, this
they
place.
They know the lines are long.
Oh, you think they're that long
I
that you might
so.
Need
I mean,
one. I love it. I love it. So, okay, so what does everybody play in Incognito? Let's talk about
goodness.
That.
Well, I play six characters.
I know. I mean, incredible. I just saw it. You guys were amazing.
I know.
Right.
Well, I got six chances to
and
to
I have
make
to tell
it
you,
right,
it's like if you blink, you like you got to really, I mean, you got to be smart in listening to the story the whole entire time.
And
right?
Go to the bathroom before the show.
Yes,
yeah,
do
it's
not.
90
I
minutes,
mean, they do
no
tell you it's 90 minutes. And I remember my husband was like, okay, why are they telling us? I go, be on your toes, be on your toes, right?
Well, we have the helpful thing in the program to help you along. So you guys out there just know that you'll be able to maneuver the storyline with the help of your program. So get there a little early so you can read it because it's easier to follow than you think. It's a nonlinear story.
There's three storylines. Yeah. So let's not pretend that it's that complicated. There's three storylines and they do all make sense at the end. But it's like a mystery. You know. Pay attention.
No, you got to pay attention. It's good. So without giving it away, could we kind of highlight the three stories?
Sure. So they
all look at each other going, how do we do
yeah,
that?
No, well, to just expand on Betsy's point a little bit, everyone talks about, and we had our first talk back last night, and people were like, it just jumps around so much in time and space, and it actually doesn't really jump around in time. You jump... The storylines are three separate and they're broken up, so you're not getting the same set of people in each scene, but you are following each story chronologically. So it's not too hard once you realize, oh, I'm back with the couple in the 60s, the American couple in the 60s, or I'm back with the British couple in the 50s.
Be Betsy and her husband,
yeah,
correct?
So okay. Betsy, well, they can tell about it, but Betsy and Joseph play Thomas Harvey and Eloise Harvey.
Right.
Thomas Harvey is the pathologist who in real life took Albert Einstein's brain during his autopsy as well as his eyes. So Einstein was cremated.
Without permission.
Without permission.
Yes. Did that cause a problem with you guys?
He did subsequently get permission to study the brain and keep it. Our play doesn't concern itself with the eyes,
okay,
which are another issue.
Better to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission.
Right. So he sees the opportunity, exactly. And then he was given permission by the son.
After.
Like, okay, but so
yeah.
that for
let's,
the rest of...
Let's bring him here and talk to him about it, right?
What, who? The eyes? The brain?
Hans Albert. Yeah.
Hans Albert, another character Mark plays.
Yes.
And then I play a relative of Hans and Einstein.
Yes.
Albert Einstein, who in the beginning you don't know who she is.
Yes.
Because
you did a great job.
She was the adopted.
You all did a great job.
In real life, she was the adopted daughter of Hans Albert. But they find out that actually Albert Einstein had an affair when he was 62. And this might have been Albert Einstein's daughter. So that's a nice little piece.
That's a little twist right there. I love it. Okay.
And meanwhile, you have the story of a fictionalized take on a real person who's called Patient HM. So anyone who has ever studied neuroscience from a level one class all the way up is at least somewhat familiar with HM. We call him Henry Mason in our show, but in real life was Henry Malaisen. And he's based on a young man who suffered from terrible epilepsy and so had the first lobotomy to remove the epilepsy. But as a result, the epilepsy went away, but he was left with anterograde amnesia. So he had about a 30-second memory.
Right.
So his tether to the world is his wife. He has the memory of, in our story, has the memory of getting married, and they're about to go on their honeymoon as soon as he gets this surgery. But his health is perfect, but his brain just doesn't retain any short-term memory from the surgery on. So he's lived a very long and healthy life in real life, but at the cost of his memory.
And what's beautiful about how his tale is told in the play is that we see him throughout his adult life, but then there's one scene that flashes back to when he had a memory.
Yes.
So you get to see one scene, what he was like before the amnesia. And it's incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, no, the whole thing is, and it's interesting because it does take you, just as you think you have it, it takes you back to another scene. Just as you think you have it, takes you back. And so you got to put all those pieces together. But as you're saying it, it is a remarkable, you know, three different stories put in one.
An interesting thing about the structure that Nick Payne developed is that we as actors don't have a chance to go off stage and change costume. We literally turn our head and we're a different character with a different accent.
I have to tell you, that being said right there, the how you remember the wording for each character as you change to the next one.
Theatrical gymnastics. I mean, wow. It's something that is a great challenge for an actor, so we love to do that kind of thing, but it's terrifying. You know, we
Joseph,
only had 3 weeks of rehearsal. Well,
he's like, no.
If
not
we
really
had
good.
A couple months to, you know, rehearse, but in the American theater, you don't. So we had to get those things right, and the actors rarely leave the stage. So you're there telling this story with momentum, never leaving the stage, but for a couple of scenes, if that, and going from one scene to the next, one character to the next, to build this momentum, the audience just barely catching up, which is a great bit of theater, you know, to do something like that.
I love it. Betsy, how was that for you?
I absolutely loved it. I was terrified when I first took the project on. I read the play, loved it, wanted to immediately read it again. That's always a good sign. And what I had to do is I had a lot of different color highlighters. So each of my characters had a different color.
and then I
separated the play in two ways. One, in the linear storyline of my particular character. I played the third storyline, which is a clinical neuropsychologist, head of department at the University College London.
But also the wife?
That's another character I play. But in terms of the third storyline of the show, we've got the pathologist, we've got the amnesiac, and then we've got my character, Martha, who throughout the play, she's the character who really is struggling with her own identity because she's lived her whole life very controlled as an adopted daughter. And she's, you know, we know that personally she's kind of confused about herself, but professionally she is a rock star neuroscientist. But she's now embarking on having left a 21-year marriage to pursue who she really is, which is trying to free herself and forms a relationship with a woman who, we see her struggles. So the play has a lot to do with identity. Who are we based on the stories we tell ourselves? And there's some wonderful speeches that Martha has which talk about, you know, the truth is that the brain has a job to do. So we might not be too accurate about who we really are without the brain's help in steadying our narrative. Even if our narrative is incorrect factually, we need our narrative in order to steady who we are and how we see ourselves. But I digress. So the process of learning this was, you know, I have 5 characters, and I just separated them, and I play the wife of Harvey, the pathologist, and I play the possible daughter of Einstein and Martha and a hippie in the 60s. And you highlight different colors and you separate the play so you can read
it
chronologically.
So you're probably a very organized person, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so, yeah. That was a given, right?
You've never seen my desk. No,
I am
organized when I need to be for a project, yeah.
Okay.
Very much.
All right, we're going to take a really quick break, and will you all stay with us? Because I want to hear a little bit more about who you guys
Absolutely.
Are and the course. Yeah. All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to share, obviously, we've got Rubicon Theater tickets for you, and please call in. I'd love you to see this show, and if for some reason you don't win them here, please go to rubicontheater.org, or you could call them at 805-667-2900. We've got also some Harvest Festival tickets coming up, and we'd love to share those with you. That is happening the weekend of October 6th through the 8th, and of course that's happening over at Ventura Fairgrounds. Call us right now. We'd love to get those in your hands at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy. Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Go Bananas at the Port of Hueneme Banana Festival on Saturday, September 30th. Have a bunch of fun getting a behind-the-scenes look at the inner workings of the port during free water and land tours. Kids can enjoy bounce houses, bungees, games, and free banana crafts. Rock out to tunes from local bands that will get you grooving on the dance floor. The Banana Festival food court is appealing with delicious treats like banana sundaes, frozen chocolate-covered bananas, banana fritters, and other great treats. Enjoy a variety of delicious foods, including empanadas, gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches, and sushi burritos from local Ventura County restaurants. Each food vendor will offer at least one unique culinary banana dish. This event is Saturday, September 30th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Port of Hueneme and free to the public. For more information, visit bananaportfest.com. That's bananaportfest.com. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for starting your day with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. And that's what our show is all about, is really just uplifting and, you know, bringing laughter to us. And you guys, you know, this show was a lot of different emotions. I mean, what would you guys, what's your thought of the emotions that you, obviously you're working it and so many different scenes. What was your thought of it? Who wants to mark?
Sure. I mean, it's a very heady play. It's a very smart play. There's a lot. I always describe it to my friends as you're on kind of the tip of your brain toes.
Yeah.
Like, you really have to be game for it. And reading the program certainly helps, but I don't want anyone to be dissuaded in thinking like you have to do pre-reading.
Right.
I think it's helpful, but I do think
it is helpful, though. It really is. I think that's a great recommendation.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's got, I mean, the one of the joys for us is that the scenes are pretty tight. They're never more than like 3-4 minutes a piece.
Right.
So you get these big emotional catharses. You've got a huge marital fight that goes straight into a loving romantic moment that becomes something else. And
yes.
And then you've got Henry struggling to remember and try to find his wife straight into a scene of, you know, exploring what culture was like in the 70s, and to put it
correctly. Yeah, no, you just nailed it. I love that.
But you know, these resets happen constantly, so you're never stuck in one emotional space for too long, and it's kind of really nice because you get the emotional punch each time.
Yeah.
There's no meandering, really.
There's a lot of laughs.
There's a lot of laughs. Yeah, he knows how heavy the material is, so anytime there's an opportunity for jokes, and you're getting, it's a very British play.
Yes.
So it's a lot of a British sensibility of humor. But he also has done a really lovely job portraying Americans, and especially Americans in these different time periods. You've got, you know, very traditional late 50s, early 60s, like housewife you know, kitchen sink style humor that we joke looks like, you know, Fred and Ethel from I Love Lucy, just the way that they banter with each other.
Right.
But then you've got very contemporary English humor. It's underplayed and subtle and sarcastic, but just as funny.
So when you were trying out for this, did that just fit your character? I mean, knowing you and listening to you and meeting you?
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, when I read it, I knew it was the kind of play that I would immediately respond to if I was watching it. And the Henry scenes are heartbreaking and just so fun to play. There isn't, as depending on the play that you get, and everyone can speak to this, the playwright will give you more or less. Tennessee Williams has these beautiful stage directions that are poetry. I mean, the beyond the lines, just the things that the actors get to read that no one else gets to see are beautiful. Nick Payne has almost no stage directions whatsoever. So it's left entirely in our hands to make, and especially Henry's scenes, when you come see the show, you'll see the dialogue is almost identical for the first three scenes. So how do you make them different? How do you make them interesting? How do you create a progression? And those are the fun challenges that
Have you been to Rubicon before?
I saw Sea Rock City.
Okay, yeah.
So,
yeah. You saw it, but you weren't in it.
I wasn't in it. No, okay, this is my first time working for the Rubicon.
Yeah. Betsy, how about you? Have you been in there before?
This is my first play at Rubicon, and I also saw Sea Rock City, which I loved, which Catherine also directed beautifully.
Now, have you worked with Catherine before?
No,
all of you?
No, and she's a brilliant director.
Brilliant.
The specificity that Mark was just speaking to try to make sure that these storylines had variation, even when there's repetition, she was vital in the process. And right up until opening night, we rehearsed even the day before we opened while we were in previews and made some changes. And all she's I cannot speak highly enough about how incredible she is. And I can't wait to see what she does next.
I like it. And of course, Joseph, you have, right?
I have. I worked with Catherine. She was assistant directing that play Conviction about a teacher accused of molesting one of his students, Conviction.
Correct.
So I knew her, and she was quite young. She became an intern at the theater, that a protege of Carolyn Burns, our producing artistic director, and they really had a great connection personally. So Carolyn gave her the high honor of giving her this trilogy to direct, the Nibrock called the Nibrock trilogy that Catherine knocked out of the park.
Was
you know?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And,
yeah.
And, you know, something as linear as those plays were, you know, with the storyline, characters, you, the mother, the married couple, you know, that in a progressive way we see them through the years, and she navigated that beautifully. And here we have the play Incognito that is a little more difficult to navigate because it's not a traditional format,
right.
But it is a format that requires a certain diligence, which Catherine had, and, you know, sort of put us in our through our paces so that we found it and could navigate it skillfully for the audience, because it's all about storytelling. So there we are. Here we are doing this story for an audience that is at most times very moved, but sometimes confused. But at the end of the day, you know, you leave the theater asking questions about life and love, humanity, what theater is supposed to do is present humanity in a way that lets you explore. And
I don't think people realize how hard it is and how much work goes into theater, because everybody's so used to movies, and you have all these, the big production.
Also cut. Okay,
yeah, you don't get the luxury of that.
You don't cut. You keep going.
I remember I saw The Elephant Man on Broadway. I went to New York with my dad, and I was blown away, because this guy doesn't, he's got a, I was convinced that he was the Elephant
Man.
The
one recently with Bradley Cooper?
No, this one, not recently, I'm old. But this one, I just remember believing that this guy was the Elephant Man without all the makeup and everything else. He convinced you, and it's amazing.
That's the play that got me into theater. I saw David Bowie play the Elephant Man in Chicago when I was a child, and was astonished the first scene to, like you said, the body transformation that there was.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And something that I think is a huge testament to Catherine's work is that our show, I mean, you'll walk into the theater and it becomes very clear we are doing the show with four chairs and a very neutral background. There are some beautiful mobiles that hang over the stage that are made of deconstructed piano pieces, which music and piano are a running theme throughout the show. But it's such a testament to Catherine's work ethic and understanding of the story that the four of us, without any costume changes, barely leaving the stage in four chairs, are able to take you back and forth through time and through different characters. And
wow. Yeah. No, it was brilliant. And you know, I mean, I love when, I mean, because you can just tell your education, your passion, and all of that all in, you know, these different scenes.
I wanted to note that there are three of us here. One of our other actors, Clara Adams, is missing. She had another engagement
this morning.
So we miss her and wish you were here, but it's interesting.
You know,
the three of us
job.
Here and we're going to four chairs. Wait a minute.
That's very nice that you said that. And we do. She was brilliant too. Each one of you had your hands full. And yet, at the same time,
and equally given the opportunity to have enough, you know, as an actor likes, meat on the bone, to, you know, it's an ensemble piece. We each get enough and are able to, you know, have a satisfying experience as actors
and a responsibility
together.
Towards the show. I love that.
I did want to note that it, you know, for a selling point for audiences, one thing that Mark had just mentioned was the music and the relationship between science and music. You know, Einstein was a very skilled violinist and had a passion for music. And so if you're out there and you like music and science, there's something for you.
Not to mention an original piece by Roger Calloway.
Yeah. Don, you had a really quick question.
I was just curious. I want to know something that went wrong, something backstage. There's got to be some story, some quick little funny story.
What's gone wrong?
Well, I can tell you what we have a pre-show ritual. Thanks to Joseph and his decades at Rubicon, he has a little disco ball. Like when I say little, it's about like as big as an orange. And so
rotating mirror ball.
Yeah, mirror ball, and he spins that, and we have a little disco dance before every time.
Oh.
Well, it actually has a little motor. I'm fortunate enough to be very high tech.
He's criticizing my description.
Seem like he sits there with a little ball and he turns it and we all dance. The one thing that we don't have that I, as an actor, maybe Mark and Betsy can relate to, is we were very limited as to what our props are. And I have a moment as one of the professor's doctors that deal with the character Henry in later years. And I have to test him with numbers, you know, sort of see his memory as it relates to numbers. And I have a very difficult time as Joseph remembering numbers. So I try to write the numbers on my hand. I look at my watch to give the actor the appropriate numbers.
I didn't eventually, and then I tried sneaking
a little notebook, like, oh, he's a professor that would have these numbers written down. And Catherine was like, no notebook, no.
And now we just in backstage enjoy to hear what numbers are going to come out of Joseph.
I'm getting most of them right.
But you nailed it, because I did. You know what's funny? Like, you kind of test yourself being in the audience, because you asked him and then he, you know, in that number he says, he doesn't answer you, and then you have to say those numbers back. And I was like, oh, let's see if he got that. You know what I mean?
And Catherine was very good about challenging Joseph. He would occasionally sneak in the notebook and he would write it on his arm. And Catherine would say, you have it written on your arm, don't you?
Yeah.
And it would be... And so
I love it. That is great. Well, I really recommend everyone to go and check this out. And I feel like we've given a lot, but it's it's going to be well worth your time to go there. I do want to give out again. We're talking about Rubicon Theater, and of course, it's the West Coast premiere of Incognito, and that is playing all the way through October 1st. And you can get tickets. You can win some tickets here, or you can go to RubiconTheater.org. I thank you all for being here, sharing your journey, and I look forward to having you back again.
Thank you, Kim.
All right. Thank you. All right. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we'll have Tammy Helmuth in here. And we're going to be talking about the Thousand Oaks Street Fair. I've got a gift certificate to Lures Fish House. And, of course, I love Lures. Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and now Santa Barbara. Call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair continues a great tradition. With 20,000 expected attendees and 370 vendors, there'll be artisans specializing in a variety of products and services. A kids' fun zone with games, crafts, jolly jumpers, soft drinks, and pizza. Great live music and entertainment, too. Free admission. The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair, Sunday, October 15th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Moore Park Road between Hillcrest and Wilbur Road in Thousand Oaks. Plenty of parking at the adjacent shopping centers and streets. For more information, go to thousandoaksrotary.org. That's thousandoaksrotary.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we have, we've got our street fair coming up and our Thousand Oaks Street Fair there where they totally just shut down Moore Park Road and have amazing vendors. And I'm so excited to be a part of it this year. And again, we've been doing this for I've been a part of it for the last 4 years, but I've got Tammy Helmuth in here and we've worked on lots of stuff together. And so welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. Good to see you. Yeah. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. So tell us a little bit about, you are part of the Rotarians, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Been a Rotarian for probably 15, 18 years
really
now.
Really that mm-hmm. long? Wow. And so I always and we're going to talk obviously about the Thousand Oaks Street Fair, but tell us a little bit about the Rotarians and what you get from it.
Well, I started here. I live in Ventura. And so I was with Ventura Downtown Rotary Club for about 8 years. And then when we transferred our business up to Thousand Oaks, I became a Rotarian up there. So I like the whole business atmosphere. I like giving back to the community. I like having the mentorship, running a small business with other people in the area. You can ask them the questions, whether it's human resources, law, everything. They'll reach out and give you a hand. So we meet on lunch and have a good time and help the community with fundraisers like this one.
There you go. There you go. All right. So let's just talk about the street fair. And, of course, that is happening on October 15th, correct? That's a Sunday.
Yes, ma'am.
And tell us, have you obviously you've been a part of this one for a while, right?
Oh, we work it hard.
Yeah.
It's a good one. It's about 20,000 people come out, do their holiday shopping. Obviously, we have Halloween coming up, so the Halloween vendors are on full force. Christmas gifts are in full force. It's a great event. We have a child zone. The Elks, you know, you got to love Elks Barbecue. There's nothing better. They come out.
Yeah.
We have food vendor, Colonel Bob's. Got to love that popcorn.
There you go. I know. I love, that's like my favorite. So, yeah, so you've got tons of stuff that's happening. And, of course, I don't know if we were asking, is there any more room right now for anybody else to still get involved?
I have to check on that. I deal with the food vendors. Okay. I know the food vendors, we are closed.
That's already closed.
That's already closed.
I know that. Yeah, because I had a couple of people call, and I was like, oh, darn. But I know that there might be for the crafts or the rest of the stuff, correct?
We probably have a couple of last-minute booths. Those are easier to fit in than the food vendors.
Okay, perfect. And so give out the website. Is that ThousandOaksRotary.org, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay, so they just have to get in there and and it's such a, I mean, there's so many people walking down there. I love it because it's just a casual walk down Moore Park Road. They shut everything off. They've got all the food trucks. They've got the band and music, entertainment. I mean, you can go with the whole family. You can take a stroll down by yourself, right? It's just a great place to just hang out and shop.
I'm
right?
telling you, you've got everything you need. You've got cars, motorcycles for the boys. You've got some vendors there that are selling house items, home repair. You've got housewares, entertainment. We do have two stages,
right?
And they're running entertainment all the way through, from dancing, martial arts, to music.
What are the Rotarians doing on site? Are they all involved in roles?
We do, believe it or not. If you're a vendor, we start at 4 o'clock in the morning. We start marking the streets and shutting it down. But we're probably one of the street fairs that are known for our vendor assistance. So if you're rolling in a vendor, we'll help unload your vehicle, which is the heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get you there. And at the end of the fair, we will help you load your vehicle.
So the Rotarians are active in the whole
thing. Very active. It's a back-breaking day.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
And let me just say something, because I know Tammy really well. Her and her family, she puts her daughters to work, and they're, like, amazing. I tell you, everywhere I go, I always am like, okay, your mom's here, right? Because, you know, I love your daughters. You've done such a great job as a mom to a mom, you know?
Thank you. I tell you, not only my daughters, but my husband's
and
out
your
there.
Husband. I and know, yeah.
He's out there busting. And then my sister, she is always a force
to
be
reckoned
with.
Do you work with your sister too?
No, my sister works at St. John's, but she is always back in the background helping things. She doesn't like the limelight, neither does my husband. I get forced up there. But yes, thank you for acknowledging my two girls too.
Yeah, I always see
early.
Them. And I love that. You know, I mean, that's what it's all about, is getting our children involved early. And so I think that's really cool. So what else can you tell us about the street fair? Obviously, it's the 26th annual Thousand Oaks Street Fair. It's happening October 15th. It starts at 9 to 4. Tell us what else.
I would say if you want to know what's happening in your area, we have a lot of law enforcement and public servants out there. We have a large nonprofit zone that you can come and get an understanding of what access to resources you have in your local community that you may not know. Obviously, maybe even your referral to somebody that needs some assistance. Right now, Conejo Free Clinic just opened up their dental clinic. So if you don't have access to dental services, they have a new free clinic out there in right off of Moore Park and Hillcrest. So those type of services are out there. And I think you're hearing my dog in the background.
Yes.
I thought it was Tom.
No. Tom's asleep over there. Tom?
I brought my dog to the interview. So
yeah, there you go. I love it. And what's your dog's name?
My dog is Bubba. He's an English bulldog. He's a big boy. And
yeah.
We're
How long have you had him?
He's 2.5 years,
Aww.
So he's a good boy.
Yeah.
And there'll be dogs out on the site. So it is a dog-friendly course. It's a hard walk, I would say. It's I don't know what the weather's forecasted to be. I think it's going to be nice, probably in the 75s, 80s. So the concrete shouldn't be too hot. But last year there was the dog surfing mobile in the Jan's parking lot. So you got to put your dog up there and he could surf the waves.
Did your dog do that?
We didn't know.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would have brought him. But no, we're working from 5 o'clock until 6 at night.
Do you have a booth there?
I do. Conejo Awards does have a booth there.
Okay.
Thank
That's
you
cool.
for that.
Yeah, of course.
I think we are probably partnering with a couple of the nonprofits and getting them exposure too.
Okay, very cool. And let me ask you a question. So, you know, as Crystal has done such a great job chairing this, who are some of the huge sponsors that make it possible? I would love to share that. I know that we had American Vision was here last with us. And I know it's Neftin, right, is also a part of that.
American Vision Windows is one of our title sponsors. I mean, they are amazing. I think they were out here on the interview last week.
Yes, they were, yes.
Neftin, boy, I'm drawing a blank here. Give me a second and
yeah,
I will come
I think,
up with those. But without our sponsors, I mean, obviously we couldn't do this.
Without all of the vendors that show up too, correct?
We give so much money back into the community.
Do you know what all the money goes towards?
I mean, we probably support. I have a long list. How about we put it up on your website? Because
we
do so many nonprofits locally, and then we also do international programs. But a couple, like I said, Logix Federal Credit Union is a returning sponsor of ours. California American Water, Verizon, Neftin Mazda, we love them. We also have our bronze sponsors, which is Coast Hills Credit Union, System Pavers. Oh, you have to stop at their booth. They have amazing items. Cal Lutheran University. Love an amazing university. The massage centers. We do have a new one, which is the Birch Family Birth Services Center. And they're coming out in full force of support.
That's great.
Los Robles Hospital.
Right.
Medical Center. I mean, top-notch facility. Yeah. And Avira Real Estate are out there. They're our sponsors. So without them, we couldn't raise the money that goes back into the nonprofit sectors.
So what does it take to be a Rotarian?
I think a willingness to give back, a willing to mentor to other businesses. We have 135 members in our club. I think Ventura Downtown has about 110, 120. I love Rotary. I think going to a place every Thursday for a luncheon, which we meet at Los Robles Greens, and just taking the break for your day and coming out and being inspired back of what's happening, whether it's locally or nationally, we get that.
Is your husband a part of it too?
Well, he gets dragged into everything.
Okay,
but no,
your husband's like my husband. I'm always, he's like, where are we going now? I'm like, well, you know, we have to be there. And he's like, I know. And I go, are you going to go? And he goes, well, yeah. You know, so
somebody
we're very lucky to
have. I was in Rotary, I was in a small club and you had to work. You couldn't hide in the background because there's 56 members.
Yeah.
And when we're doing a project, guess what? Everybody's working.
It's. I think he's brought in by, you know, obviously the spouse being a Rotarian and an active Rotarian, but also my girls are Rotarians. They see what privilege they have.
So
in
are your
nation.
Girls Rotarians?
They are not, but
honorary.
They do travel honorary. They're both Paul Harris. But like the girls, I took them to one of them to Tijuana. We installed 80 hearing aids into 40 deaf kids, and she was with us. So she almost had a change in degree from environmental science to grant writer. So now she's taken a minor in grant writing because she sees the need for grant writers to help raise money for those who are not as fortunate.
So, and I don't know if you mind me asking this, what does it cost to be a Rotarian? How does that work?
So
is it
really,
time or is it money?
It's
or
both.
Is it, okay.
I mean, obviously to be active, and I love the business referrals. I think I'm probably the number one recruiter. There's no doubt. Because my business, obviously, I'm in it for business exposure, and we probably get 80% of our referrals based on our Rotarians.
Wow.
Just trust, you know, if you build a trust with them, they'll refer and do business with somebody they trust.
That's what my show is all about, is really hearing somebody's story and knowing who they are as a person and knowing, wow, I want to do business with that person because I like them.
Are you a Paul Harris Fellow?
I am. I'm a major donor. I'm a legacy donor.
Right on.
I think I've just been awarded my 10th Paul Harris. So
nice.
I'm a very passionate about this organization. It's probably one of my it's my top three. And
what else are you involved in?
I was just gonna say what.
This is one busy lady. I have to tell you.
I'm the board chair of Girl Scouts of California.
Well,
Central
yeah. Okay.
Coast.
So I
so you got
yes.
cookies.
I love female leadership.
Okay.
You know, I think we don't need more leaders in this world. We need more gender equality. So I'm a strong believer in female leadership. I'm also the board chair for Hospice of Conejo, which we're all volunteer hospice organization. love that. Everybody's unfortunately going to come to that time where they're going to need their services.
I always say we can't get out of here alive, right?
You're going to get out, but not that way. Yeah. And then I'm treasurer of the board for the Thousand Oaks Police Charitable Foundation. So one of my daughters wants to become a law enforcement official. And I think the biggest threat in our society is youth engagement with law enforcement in a positive way.
Oh, that's
so
a big one.
I do my best there. Those are my top charities in Rotary. So I do stay busy.
Tammy, I tell you, you know, I love that I get an opportunity to sit and talk with you right now, because when we're at any event together or working, she is like on fire. This lady is like going, you know, and I love to work with people that are like me, right?
I was going to say, you're not too different. No. When I'm going left, you're going right.
No,
so,
it is. And I love it. You know, I mean, doing nonprofit work is just been one of my gifts that I could, you know, be a part of. And I know that's the same thing with you. And so how do you balance your life to have all that?
Well, I have a beautiful company, and I think the company we purchased, which is Conejo Awards, we purchased that with it's arts and crafts on steroids. It really is. It's a beautiful company, and it allows us to do all of the philanthropic things that we love to do, and it supports our lifestyle. So it works all in harmony. Like I said, it's a beautiful circle when you can go do what you want to do, which is the nonprofit sector, and make a living to come back to your business. And it just wins. I mean, all around, it wins. I think if you're passionate about your company, you're passionate about what you do.
Yep.
You're just passionate, and everything comes forward.
Yeah.
So.
Now, does your husband work in your company with
he
you?
He does. I run the front office. He runs the back office. So we complement. It's yin and yang inside the office workplace.
How long
have
you guys been together?
We have been married 22 years.
Congratulations.
I'm going to correct it. 24. We're coming up to 25.
Okay.
Well, we missed our anniversary.
Those first two don't. I mean,
okay.
We've missed our anniversary
years, right?
So many times. We just, you know. It is, but we have a great relationship. I love the man.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, again, I want to, find out a little bit more about the community. And, of course, this is a great place to do it, right?
Absolutely.
Everybody comes together, we can share that. And, you know, we were talking about the Harvest Festival is another thing that we're a part of, too. These are at the other ends of the world, and yet they bring all of the great crafts and all the great vendors out to get ready for the holidays.
I'm telling you, the Harvest Festival, I mean, all these events, we're so privileged to live where we are.
I tell you, it is. It's amazing. And I feel so gifted that I'm able to be a part of all these great events that are happening. And so I'm going to bring up something, and of course, this is off the thing, but I did promote the Salsa Festival, and I know that they asked me to be a dancer, but I know that you were actually one of the dancers. So can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Yeah,
she's like, wait a minute, I didn't know I was coming in here to talk about all this.
Hold on, I'm pulling up YouTube right now.
You know what? So I was asked to, I was accepted the board chaired position for Girl Scouts of California Central Coast, and the same day that I was introduced as board chair is the same day I was asked to dance for the Salsa Festival. And I went, there's no way. I've only chicken danced. I've never danced in public other than at weddings with, And they said, Tammy, we'll partner you up with a professional. And I happened to get Chewy Rodriguez, Jesse Rodriguez, who was amazing. And it was so funny. He says, Tammy, this is what we're going to do. You're going to come in, I'm going to grab you, I'm going to turn you six times, I'm going to have you go into the splits, I'm going to pick you up from the splits, have you kick over your head, I'm going to turn you a couple more, and we're going to do a somersault in front of me, I'm going to hold you, and then you're going to end up turning 20 more times, and you're going to get into a strike a pose. And I asked him, I said, okay, Chewy, how much have you been drinking? Because I've never been able to do the splits, and I don't know where you're at.
You're right.
So we practiced hard. I traveled a lot, so we practiced a lot.
You able to do the splits?
It's a false split, so with the dress and fast. And so we practiced. He would send me videos on YouTube, and I'd practice out wherever I was traveling. And we came back and we won the event.
I know. That is just beyond. I mean, this woman really is, you just give me chills because you know what? I really believe whatever you want, you can do. And whatever you ask for, you can, you know, you can perceive, right?
Well, how can you be the leader of Girl Scouts in this area and not challenge yourself to get out of your comfort zone? How can you lead? Girls can't see what they can't be.
Oh, I love that.
Or I should, you know.
No, that's perfect right there. You can't see what,
You can't challenge them to get outside their comfort zone if you don't show them the way. Mm. So I was well outside
of my
comfort zone.
I was just going to say, you're showing them the way for sure.
I was so far outside, but it was a great chance. It was fun. And the benefit was we won.
Yeah. Wow. What did you win?
We win a trophy.
Yeah. But also you do it for your donation, right?
We did win the charity. So we didn't win the charity. So as you dance, it's one vote for everybody. It's $1 a vote.
Right.
So we raised $8,000 for the Girl Scouts. It's always a blessing.
Tammy, so much fun having you on my show and finally having a chance to like sit you down and hear your story. And of course, I want to invite everybody to the 26th annual Thousand Oaks Street Fair. And of course, that's happening October 15th, 9 to 4. And it's all about the ThousandOaksRotary.org if you need information. Please, if you haven't already got your vendor spot there, call them and get there. If not, it's a free admission. I hope to see all of you out there. We are at the end of our show. And John, Tom, thank you so much.
You.
And of course, we always end our shows with a moment of happiness. Work for a cause, not for applause. Live life to express, not to impress. Kind of what we just talked about. So with that, you have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I hope that you all get out of the house. Have a great weekend and tell somebody that you really care about them. It will make a whole difference in your life and theirs. With that, you've been listening again to the Kim Pagano Show, and I talk to you next week.